Hey, everybody, it's Brent Porsche from 93.3 WMMR here, and joining me now is the chairman and CEO of Rotation Records with two locations right here in Norristown, Pennsylvania, Joe Stiber. Hello.
How you doing?
Also joining us is the lead vocalist of bands you may have heard before, like Foster Child, the American Vinyl All-Star Band, I believe the Elvis Kings as well. Is that one of them?
Yeah, Elvis Kings.
Right on. And most recently, Featherborn, joining us, Mr. Danny Bisel. Welcome,
hey,
my friends.
Up?
Hi, Joe.
How you doing, Brent?
Doing well, man. So, I mean, there's so much to talk about here. I guess, first off, Joe, tell us a little more about Rotation Records, what you guys specialize in, and where you guys are located.
Sure, thanks. We are a recording and production company. So everything from songwriting through a couple of recording studios we have. We help artists, mainly local artists, with, you know, getting their records made, produced, recorded, and out to the market. And we also do a lot of live entertainment, which you'll, you know, obviously talk about a little bit today, but it's a great company. We've been doing it for about 8 years now.
And I've been to, I was to the original studios, but now you have two locations and both are relatively close to one another.
Yeah, they're about 17 blocks apart, and the new one is kind of the studio I've always wanted. So we got a chance earlier in the year to get a wonderful location downtown Norristown by the courthouse. Got to build it out the way we wanted, and it's really come along well, and it's beautiful. We love it.
And you guys basically, I mean, you specialize in everything. The one recording room that I was in, the main room, I believe, at the first location, I mean, it's beautiful, number one, the way it's set up, but just the layout of the building, I mean, couldn't be better.
Yeah, it really worked out well, and we kind of got to start with a clean slate. So when you do that, you get to build things the way you want, and it's comfortable. Artists love it. Sounds fantastic, and it's just a great place to create.
Where did the name Rotation Records come from?
Interesting story. So one of my sons had been in a band, and he came up with a name, EP Rotation, many, many years ago, East Plymouth, from where they're from. And Rotation, I have no idea where it came from. And as we grew those folks and the band got bigger, we built a studio. We decided to turn it into a company, and we took the name Rotation and made it Rotation Records. So I couldn't tell you where the Rotation word came from, but it worked, and it still works, and we love it.
And I dig the logo. Perfect.
Yeah,
with the
logo is great.
Almost full circle, but with the arrow on it at the end, man. Very cool.
It kind of says to us, you know, what you put good out, good comes back, and it's been true for us.
Yeah. So as a result of all of this, you guys, Rotation Records, are one of the main sponsors for one of the three stages on the Ben Franklin Parkway on the 4th of July in the birthplace of America. How cool is that?
It's probably one of the best things we've done here in the city of Philly, and we're so excited about it. Just to be part of not only Welcome America, but to be the Philly stage, right? For what we stand for, what we are as a company, trying to help the local artists. This stage is all about local Philly artists that are up and coming that deserve a shot, and we're, you know, thrilled to be a part of doing that.
The official name of the stage is Nice Things Music Present the Chill Moody Stage, powered by Rotation Records. What can attendees expect to see and hear from the Rotation stage?
So you're going to hear a little bit of all of Philly music, right? So all genres, and everything from solo artists to R&B to hip-hop to rap to rock, and everything in between. So we're going to showcase a little bit of all of the best of Philly music, and I think there's about 18 artists on that stage.
Wow.
Between 12 and 7, so you'll get a great taste, but it's going to be exceptional talent, that's for sure.
And Danny, speaking of exceptional talent, you
yes.
will be gracing that stage at some point during the afternoon, man, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I always wanted to do that.
Who are you going to be bringing along with you this time?
Well, the band is Featherborn. I got three guys from the band Montage. Brian Quinn, he's going to be on guitar from Candlebox. My nephew.
And Octane Little Jimmy and Foster Bicel. Child.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys
Octane
go way
Foster
back.
Child.
Wednesday nights at the Ribby. Yeah, go ahead.
And so I'm going to bring my nephew also playing rhythm.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Featherborn. Tell me more.
It's a band that came about when I was out in California. I was writing. I had a bunch of songs. I had about 5-6 songs that I just, it was me and the guitar. So I got together with Charlie Colleen. He used to be in Train. And Scott Underwood, the drummer, which produced the album, and we did it down in Nashville. Thanks to John Elliott.
That's right. Thanks, John.
And we did it down in Nashville at Blackbird Studio.
Nice.
And it was amazing. We had, just the musicians that were on it. We had Skunk Baxter on pedal steel on two of the songs, Tom Bukovac, Jimmy Wallace, which are Nashville cats. But the name Featherborn was my nickname down there because I had, feathers all over me.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it at a text. I was like, wow, that'd be a cool name for a band. So That's how that came about.
Man, if the walls could talk in that studio down there.
Wow. Let me tell you, man.
I'm sure the memorabilia slash just the pictures and the history up on the walls there is amazing.
I mean, just the guitars on the wall, like a 1949 J200 Gibson. I'm like, can I use this?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you just go up and grab it and start
grab anything in the room? Yeah. Man. It was the energy in that place was amazing. And John McBride, you know, he sat in a lot of sessions and engineered on the record, which was an honor, you know. John is, and he's a just an amazing guy. Like everybody down there, just makes sure that energy is so positive, and because it affects the artist, you know.
Right.
So it's definitely one of the best recording experiences.
What's the status on the new album?
Well, we're releasing a video for Blush that's going to be a single. So the album, I'm probably heading back down to Nashville in July, mid July, and I'm going to work with some cats down there, and we're going to figure out when to like officially release the album. Because I'm dying to get the music out, but I want to do it the right way.
Right.
And it's a different, everything's different now. It's not like, you know, Foster Child, we had a record label, and it was like, they do this, and you know, I just got up on stage and sang, which was nice.
Cool, man. But, so you're going to have a mix of both Featherborn stuff. I'm assuming there's going to be probably some solo stuff and some covers and everything kind of mixed into the set. Or is it going to be like straight up Featherborn?
Yeah, we're just going to do all Featherborn.
Excellent.
I just want to get the music out. And we'll probably have the video of Blush up on my website, which is featherborn.com.
Okay.
And, one word, featherborn.com.
220-ish, I'm assuming you're hitting the stage. Is that still right?
Yeah, we're still in that final, you know, production changes, but he's going to be right around that 2 o'clock range. So if you want to see Danny, I would get there by 12:30, 1 o'clock. And we have a couple of DJs. We have another one of the rotation artists. His name's Blake Winters, who's an incredible vocalist, just landed a platinum record with Chris Brown. He'll go, and then we'll have one or two quick solo artists, and then Featherborn. So they'll be early up in the day, so I'd get down on the parkway early, and we're going to be the stage just to the right of the main stage. So if you're on the parkway looking at the Art Museum, just to the right next to the beer gardens, the Chill Moody rotation stage.
Is this the first year they're doing more than one stage?
No, so there has been other stages in the past. And the particular stage that we are this year, I believe, and if I got it wrong, forgive me, I think it was the Questlove stage last year.
Okay.
And they're not involved this year, so that's how we got engaged with a gentleman by the name of Jason Berger and Chill Moody and those folks, and that's where we partnered up and went after Wawa, and they gave us this stage for this time. And hopefully it goes well, and we'll do it for years to come.
So you have the main stage, you have the rotation stage, and then I believe the third stage is just a kids stage, right, for just kids entertainment?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, to be dead honest with you. I've been
okay.
So focused on our piece, but there is a third stage. I don't know what's on it, though.
So, Danny, I've
yes.
seen you perform a ton of times, various different bands by yourself, you and Brian, and you've been known to rock quite a few establishments throughout the Delaware Valley, but I'd have to say the musical mecca has to be the Bridgeport Rib House.
The Ribby.
The jams there have been nothing short of epic. I mean, you could be found there any night of the week, but, like, usually it's Wednesdays, Danny and Brian. For
yeah.
the longest time, you go to Danny and Brian, you get their set, plus you get the steak special and all that kind of stuff.
It's great. It's funny because it's like I've been away for a while. I was in LA and Nashville, and every time I get home, I always love, you know, I got to get together, you know, with Brian and Jay
right.
out. So he was, you know, we still had those Wednesdays. So I love it, man. The place is just the music in that place is like amazing. It's like just famous.
Yeah, and to me,
like everybody knows about it.
It's a gem, right? It's truly a gem. You can walk in there any night of the week, and not only is whoever that Melissa has booked to be on stage an incredible artist in themselves, but you never know who's going to walk in. I mean, we've been in there. Derek Forbes from Simple Minds comes in. Stevie Wonder's band came walking
yeah,
in one night
and
played.
Man.
And there's just been, you never know who's in town and walk in. And when Brian was in with Candlebox,
yeah.
him and Kevin Martin got up and just start jamming. So it's a true gem. And if people haven't been out there to check out the music, it's six nights a week, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm curious, you named a bunch of them, but I wonder if between the two of you, you could name maybe like a top three moments, like musically, that you've encountered at the Ribby. I mean, there's so many. It's like I should have asked you this ahead of time to give you time to think about it, but there's a ton.
Ribstock is one of them, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they have bands there all day, and it's just a great day for a great cause, and it's all about music.
And everybody jams with one another anyway. It's like
who's in what band. Well, that's a beautiful thing about the Ribby. It's like it's just a circle of musicians, you know, and everybody's just like at a whim. It's like, yeah, just sit in. Everybody kind of knows things, but I'm trying to think of like moment we were in there.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, you guys just nailed it. In my opinion, being in music my whole life, my favorite moments in that bar or when you're there to watch whoever's up on stage, and before you know it, it transforms because Paul Hammond from Get the Lead Out's there, Danny's there, Brian's there, or someone from out of town is there, and they all just kind of make their way, and then just sheer magic happens
right
in front of your eyes, unrehearsed, unscripted, unplanned, and they're the most magical moments, in my opinion, in that place.
I saw the video and the pictures from when Stevie Wonder's band was there. I mean, 10, 12? How many came in there? And they were all performing,
sat down, plugged in, and just went. And it was incredible. Yeah. I mean, just wow.
So, again, Danny and Brian Wednesday night steak special. By all means, check it out.
Good steak.
So, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month for the month of June this past month, Judy Kim and The Assassination. They're going to be hitting the stage as well. On the rotation stage, but they're on the stage right next to you, basically.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And that's going to be around 3:45 or so,
yep,
I believe. Then we got Ill-Fated Natives. We also have Blake Winters, who you mentioned, who has done stuff with Chris Brown. Max Swan.
Yep, Max is great.
Amongst many others for this rotation stage. I mean, everything from rock to hip hop to DJs, instrumentalists, the works. And the headliner, Pitbull. Right.
Well, so Pitbull's the headliner on the main stage.
On the main stage.
Yep. And we don't have anything to do with that concert, but it's a hell of a production. I know that much. But Pitbull is this year's artist up there.
And people are going to be coming out in droves. I mean, like, it's a free event first and foremost. With all, you got the food trucks, you got the beer garden, you've got these stages and all the stuff that's going on there. Hundreds of thousands of people coming out to this.
Yeah, I believe I saw a number. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. It was 700 and some thousand. So
right.
I mean, there's a lot of people down there, and it's a big event. Come early, take public transportation. You cannot park and drive down on the parkway, so you got to come in from a ways away, but it is well worth it. And I just think it's cool. I mean, Philly has a lot of great things about it, but the birth of America is the biggest, in my opinion.
Sure.
To have this celebration and be a part of it and have Danny up on stage, I mean, there's nothing better.
It's funny because it's like, I was a Philly boy, grew up in Frankfurt, but I always wanted to do that, and he told me. I was like, no way, man.
Sweet. Well, I mean, even bigger than JFK or any of the other venues around Philadelphia, you get the most people on the parkway.
That's right.
It's crazy,
like,
man. And it's awesome. 4th of July.
A lot of ears and a lot of eyes on you guys, for sure, man, which
Bring
is killer.
Bring it on.
So,
WelcomeAmerica.com
has a lot of info in regards to all the events throughout Philadelphia over the course of the 4th of July week, not just 4th of July, but the whole week. Where can everybody find you guys on the interwebs and social media and stuff like that?
Well, sure. Rotation Records, rotation-records.com, all social media, anything on, just look for Rotation Records and we're out there, and come see us. We love to help anyone in music in Philly. Local artists, whatever we can do to help you. But thanks, Brent. Appreciate it.
You can have a table set up?
Yeah, right outside the stage. There will have some information. We'll have a banner hung.
Okay,
so come on over and see us.
Sweet. Danny?
Same thing. Featherborn.com and Instagram, Featherborn, Facebook, Featherborn.
Okay.
So.
There. Cool, man. Excellent. So, Joe, you are also on the board of directors at the Kisses for Kyle Foundation, correct?
I am.
Which supports families that are affected by childhood cancer. Can you tell us more about the foundation?
Sure. So, everything that Rotation does, we made it part of our mission way, way back when, that we'd always give back, whether it's to local schools, charities, whatever it may be, community. And we had early on gotten involved with a lot of children with cancer, and it's an area of cancer that gets, I think, 1-3% of research funding. There's just not enough around research for childhood cancer. So we would do a lot of events, and Sharon Snyder, who runs Kisses for Kyle, we did a couple of things. She asked for a DJ here and there, and we would do that for free and anything we do to help. And after working with her for about a year and a half, she asked me to join the board. I was honored. And so that organization, their main focus is to just be support for for families, entire families going through it. So a lot of people don't realize when your child gets cancer, the whole family gets cancer, right? You're constantly a chop. You're constantly dealing with doctors and issues and funding. And there's families that can't even pay their rent because they have so many bills stocked up. So Sharon's organization and Kisses for Kyle, they're there to help in any way they can, whether it's financial support, whether it's just running events for families to get away. They just last weekend took, I think, 100 families down to Ocean City, New Jersey, and just everything was free for the day.
Nice.
Everything.
That's awesome.
So they just do anything to try and make it a little bit easier for these families. And wonderful organization. Thank you for bringing it up.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you guys for all that you do. We really do. And I want to wish you guys nothing but the best. I mean, we have a big week ahead. We got a big day on the 4th of July. It's going to be a great day filled with great music and great fireworks and a great display to wrap up the evening. And I just want to thank you guys for coming in
and taking a little bit of time to speak with us.
Appreciate it.
93 WMMR rocks.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Brent.
You got it. Joe Stiver, Rotation Records, Danny Beisel from Featherborn. Thank you, fellas.
Have a great one, buddy.